American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Once again, it's a fast-moving news day, 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're riding it. Anyway, thanks for joining us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. 42 counties strong right now out of 58 counties have joined the New California State movement. That's just an exceptional number, well, for exceptional Americans. Exceptional Californians, actually, forming, well, soon to become exceptional New Californians. That's the real neat thing about this. Okay, a lot of things going on. Big banner day. We're going to be talking about Kelly Clarkson school shootings and what to do about them. Of course, we've been very prescriptive in our approach to how to stop these school shootings, because you can stop them really with just a very simple process. But people just don't want to do that. They just want to do the insane thing and have moments of silence, if you know what I mean. Anyway, we got a lot of the things going on, especially with New California. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about Donald Trump in this absolutely spectacular news about China and tariffs. And it looks like Chris Street's going to be joining us a little bit later on in the show to talk about that. He broke the story that's out there right now that's just a headliner about China and the tariffs, the trade breakthrough that could be perhaps one of the biggest booms to the American economy ever. So anyway, that's going to be the story of, I think, of the net. Well, besides the political story, which we're going to get into right now, we've got Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show with us here. And Scott, you broke the story actually to me about Donald Trump tweeting his demand, if you will, that the Justice Department investigate what happened to his election in 2016.
Yeah, Yeah, that was kind of an exciting tweet when I read it. I was like, wow, that's big. And the only thing that would be even nicer and bigger than that would be for Trump to declassify a lot of the documents that Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy have been trying to see. And I think Nunes would welcome that. And, you know, that would be the other part. And he is within his legal abilities to do that. You know, it's kind of interesting and telling, too, when you listen to all of this. Where's Barack Obama's the question that Trump just tweeted out just minutes ago? But in addition, the ACLU, it says, presidents can't officially demand the Justice Department investigate a campaign-related complaint. Sessions must continue to recuse himself, and Rosenstein must resist Trump. So look at what the ACLU just said there.
Yeah.
A, they called this a political witch hunt. It's a lie. They're never, ever supporting conservatives who are victimized by civil rights and civil liberties. Only liberals who pay them their salaries. But then also they're saying this. Sessions must continue to recuse himself. Basically, like, stand down Sessions, don't step up and fight Sessions. But then also they're also assuming that Rosenstein is part of the resistance. So that should tell you everything you want to know right there.
Exactly.
In that ACLU tweet as to how things, I think, are. But it's crazy the time we're living in. But, you know, there's so much to this story. And, you know, the part that you haven't heard much about is the State Department's involvement. You don't get an ambassador from Australia like Alexander Downer. And you don't get a lot of the CIA activity that you have, because the CIA is pretty much run by the State Department. It's the FBI that's run by the DOJ mm-hmm. and the president.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's where the separation of powers, well, the Secretary of State's department is also part of the umbrella for executive powers. But still, the point is, you know, if you look at Benghazi, that was a CIA operation run out of the State Department. State Department runs a lot of CIA ops. It's just the way it's done. And so, you know, Kerry going to school with prep school with Mueller. I mean, you have all these tentacles. And then, of course, what we were talking about also yesterday when this news broke about Trump's demand is we were talking about Stefan Halper. And we've been calling Stefan Halper for about 3 weeks now. So we are really, you know, on the cutting edge on this story. It's now just starting to come out. But Stefan Halper's been doing this business since the 1980s.
Let's back up here a little bit, because this is the tweet that was breaking yesterday from Donald Trump. And you called me as soon as it came up, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This is what he says in his tweet. I hereby demand, and will do so officially tomorrow, meaning today, that the Department of Justice look into whether or not the FBI/DOJ infiltrated or surveilled the Trump campaign for political purposes, and if any such demands or requests were made by people within the Obama administration, exclamation point. This is like not small news. I mean, nothing like this is ever that I know of in the history that I've been following presidential elections and the president and so on for over the years. A lot of years, I've never seen anything like this.
Right. That tweet, the fact that it included Obama's name in it is...
Yes.
Pretty telling. And now, not to mention the fact that there was a article written in the Federalist in 2017 that talks about Barack Obama's campaign funds financing Perkins Coie $972,000. That's a lot of money. That's $1 million.
I remember that particular incident. There was a notation that came out about that, and I thought to myself, what is his campaign fund doing with something like that? Now, I think we're probably starting to find out, aren't we?
Yeah, right. Well, it was designed to launder money to Fusion GPS. What is Barack Obama doing now? He's laundering money through Crowd Justice to fuel and finance Michael Avenatti. I mean, that's been long documented now that Rahm Emanuel worked with Avenatti for a long, long time, that Barack Obama has this whole ground game going out there, laundering money through crowdfunding sources.
Hang on a second. Explain to the audience who Avenatti is.
Well, Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' attorney, who is also working the other angle, right? I mean, they're doing everything they can to crack down on Donald Trump. And that's just one angle of it, right? To keep everything kind of busy in the news cycle. And but getting back to the $972,000, that's just a drop in the bucket to what Hillary Clinton paid Perkins Coie. You wonder, how much money does this take? But Stefan Halper, for example, got paid $282,000 of federal dollars. Now, that's John Brennan, that's James Clapper, and that's Barack Obama. Barack Obama's a micromanager, unlike Trump, who delegates. Obama was had his hands in on everything. But we can't forget that in December of 2016, after Trump won, he changed the secession order to the DOJ and kicked out about 65 Russians out of our country directly before Christmas. This was all connected and related, trust me when I tell you. And don't forget about that woman that was sort of an underling that said we were trying our darndest to get the information out before the team showed up.
Hang on. We got the music coming up. We come back, more of Scott Adams in this breakthrough information about Donald Trump and whether or not his accusations about the FBI and DOJ investigating his campaign of 2016. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you toss and turn all night, can't sleep because your spouse is snoring, or wake up with neck pain or a headache? If you're not getting the sleep you need, now you can with MyPillow.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and I had all these problems too. I tried every pillow out there and nothing worked, so I invented MyPillow. My patented fill does something no other pillow can do. MyPillow lets you adjust it to your exact individual needs regardless of sleep position and stays that way all night long so you get the best sleep of your life.
Before MyPillow, I had difficulty sleeping through the night. Now with MyPillow, I have a good night's sleep every night.
I tried a couple other more expensive pillows that were the foam pillows or memory foam, and it just didn't really work. As soon as I tried the MyPillow, it worked out great.
Other pillows go flat, causing you to fold them over or use your arm for support, which can cause pain. Hard foam pillows can raise your head too high, making you very uncomfortable. But the revolutionary MyPillow has patented fill that won't go flat and keeps your neck supported and aligned to your exact individual need. MyPillow helps you get and stay in deep sleep all night long.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code
AGENDA
to save over 50% on one of my best offers ever. I invented MyPillow because I believe everyone should get a great night's sleep. I do all of my own manufacturing in my home state of Minnesota, and every part of MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable, and it comes with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a full 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use this promo code
AGENDA,
and Mike will give you one of his best offers ever. Save over 50% on a four-pack with two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. That's right, save over 50%. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-MYPILLOW.
800-266-4715. Use the promo code AGENDA. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about a number of different revelations that have been going on with Donald Trump and requesting an investigation by the FBI, which I guess they're going to do, according to what we're hearing from Rosenstein, into whether or not the FBI and the DOJ under the Obama administration were actively spying on Donald Trump. And it looks like there's a lot of evidence that indicates that's exactly the case. And Scott, who is the spy that has basically been fingered at this point?
Stephon Halper. And let me explain a little bit about him. He has gotten paid a lot of money by the government. But what's concerning about him is that he had not only been spying up, they like to call him a mole. Now, he was reported to be a mole in July 7, 1983 in the New York Times article, where he was a mole that was trying to overthrow James Baker, chief of staff for Ronald Reagan, because Stephon Halper is a New World Order globalist. He worked in the Herbert Walker Bush campaign against Reagan, lost, then found himself as a mole implanted in the Reagan White House to overthrow Chief of Staff James Baker for reasons that related to the Carter Papers. But he was considered a mole and a CIA operative at that time in 1980 and in 1983. And again, his connections and his sources, he's a neocon. I've seen a speech where he has advocated neoconservative values and globalism. I've seen him speak and do this. And but what's even more concerning is not just – now, he wasn't a mole. I was running this by somebody yesterday. I was talking to somebody. And they said, well, why did Trump hire him? If he was a mole, Trump must have hired him. No, Trump did not hire him. He was really considered in this case to be an agent provocateur, which means that he would take someone like a George Papadopoulos – and he would work his friends over in Australia, because he spent a lot of time in Australia with Clinton Foundation friends like Alexander Downer, the ambassador of Austria, the Australian ambassador to London or to the United Kingdom. And Alexander Downer, donated $25 million to the Clinton Foundation. Again, this is State Department stuff. This is CIA stuff. So Stephon Halper, Alexander Downer, Joseph Mifsud, a Maltese professor, also part of the inner workings of the intelligence community in London when they were having a big seminar in London, and they were all scheduled to meet there. He offers Papadopoulos $3,000 to fly and flies him over to talk about energy. Sets up a meeting with Alexander Downer where he starts talking about Russia. That's a setup. That was an entrapment. Just like the Russian woman wanted to meet with Don Jr. on the guise of dirt on Hillary, but then wanted to talk about something else. Again, it's an entrapment. It's a setup. It's like if I set up a meeting to talk about rainbows and we end up talking about unicorns
lollipops
whatever, you know, but it's an entrapment setup that CIA operatives like to do. Well, in this case related to Carter Page, this is the scary part. And Jack Posobiec, big on social media, big insider, says massive Stephon Halper was spying on Trump even after he became president. Did Rosenstein authorize this? Now, that would probably be the case if Rosenstein authorized this. So here's the letter he writes on July 28th, 2017. Again, there's video audio of him on BBC in May 19th, 2017, where he bashes Trump, hates Trump like John Brennan. But in July 28, 2017, just like 2 months later, he writes, "Dear Carter Page, Dear Carter, I thought I'd write as the summer wears on to ask how you are and what your plans are at this point. It seems attention has shifted a bit from the collusion investigation to the contratemps, which is disagreement, within the White House and how or if Mr. Scaramucci will be accommodated there. I must assume this gives you some relief. Where we are here in Virginia enjoying a warm but quiet summer. Be in touch when you have the time. Would be great to catch up. Steph." Very personalized, very chummy. This is what operatives do. They try to be your best friend. They dangle opportunities in front of you. They wave money around and have you take the bait if you're an underling. You might do that. You might think, wow, this is a great opportunity for me. And so he was working these angles to get meetings established on the books to make it look like, now, who were the people that Mueller investigated first? Carter Page and George Papadopoulos. These people had no importance in the campaign whatsoever. Kellyanne Conway said in her all her years of her life, she's never even met Carter Page, period. Stop, full stop right there. So the point is, this was nothing but a setup that CIA operatives do in a political witch hunt kind of deal. But that's what was going on here.
Well, Halperin is long been around. I mean, he's I can remember him during the Reagan era, and there were a lot of issues that were swirling around him at the time. And that was back in the 80s. And then he surfaces from time to time, and nobody's known what actually he's been up to, but it's pretty obvious he's been working for the globalists in the CIA.
And he's made millions. And how much time do we have? Because I have something else interesting to bring up to you.
Go ahead. We got about 3 minutes here.
Okay. So here's where John Brennan might get away with this. And you've never heard this from anyone but right now. Okay? And you've heard of this part, but you're not going to hear about this connection. You've never heard of this because I just established it on my own. But MSNBC was reporting this, and he says, "John Brennan's swearing-in ceremony as director of the CIA has angered conservatives over Brennan's decision to take the oath by placing his hand on the Constitution and not a Bible," right? Mm-hmm. So Director Brennan told the president that he made the request to the archives because he wanted to reaffirm his commitment to the rule of law, and he took the oath of office as director of the CIA, Ernest elaborated. The problem is here. A conservative blog, which the Weekly Standard linked to pointed out that the version of the Constitution Brennan took the oath under does not include the Bill of Rights, invalidating Brennan's oath to protect and defend the Constitution. That means when Brennan vowed to protect and defend the Constitution, he was swearing on one that did not include the First, Fourth, Fifth, or Sixth Amendments, or any of the other amendments now included in our Constitution. The Bill of Rights did not become part of our Constitution until 1791, 4 years after the Constitution that Brennan took his oath on. So that means that he didn't swear on to uphold those values. So he violated them, but he didn't break his oath because he didn't swear on them.
Right.
Is that
right.
Fascinating or what?
Well, yeah, and the other part that's even more fascinating is that he'll tell you that the draft or the Constitution is Sharia compliant.
Well, you know, there's a lot of rumors that suggest he converted to Wahhabism.
He did.
Ironclad proof of that.
Okay,
but
well, I've documented and listened to the people that were involved with his agency at the time in 1996 when he did in Riyadh.
He's definitely way friendly to the Muslim Brotherhood and the Muslim Islamic.
Right. Hang on, we got the music coming up. I got another little mind blower for you when we come back, though, about, you know, because you asked the question, where was Obama? And we're going to find out. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back. Yeah!
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we're having a little discussion about John Brennan and other people. And, of course, the you got Brennan, you got Clapper, you got Comey, you got even Mueller involved with this whole Russia thing, the investigations. And, of course, as you know, now we're finding out that there was actually a mole, Stephen Halperin, a longtime operative, goes all the way back to the Reagan administration, somebody who's really inculcated with the Bush administration, certainly a globalist, but he's also been a CIA operative really kind of all along. He was planting a lot of seeds of doubt, I guess you can say, and also doing a lot of snooping about the Trump campaign before there was ever any type of investigation going on, and reporting apparently to President Barack Hussein Obama. Now, Scott, earlier you had asked, where's Obama been? Do you have an answer for us? Do we know where Obama's been?
I don't know, actually, where Obama's been. I know this. You know, it's interesting. John Brennan hadn't tweeted for 4 days, and then when Trump did his tweet, he came out of the woodwork panicking as hell.
Yes,
and so that's that. But no, I don't. A lot of people are wondering why can't Obama comment on this? He comments on everything else.
Well, yeah, he's a little bit of a bind right now, I found out. did a little bit of research over the weekend and called people and talked to people and found out some very interesting things about Mr. Obama recently. About 2 weeks ago, he was actually in Colombia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Real problems for everybody down there in the drug trade in Colombia. You see, the Trump administration has gone in there with the DEA and so on, and they've really done a great number of, well, destruction of poppy fields in particular and other different and sundry drug-producing areas of Colombia. And that's apparently upset the cartels in Colombia. And so they brought in Mr. Obama to find out what the problem is and how he can solve it.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's really kind of a crazy little world going on down there. And what we were finding out, and I'm reading from my copious notes that I was taking, there's much more to this story. We're going to expand on it hopefully this week, and because we're going to try and track him down. You know, he's kind of a mysterious fellow these days. You know, remember, he was so panicked at the when Trump became president, he took a powder. He was gone. Remember, we couldn't even find him. In fact, it was our Chris Street who tracked him down and said that he had quickly left at some point in January. I guess it was early February. He had left the country. He was in Washington one day, went to New York the next, then flew off and went to Omaha, Nebraska, and met with Warren Buffett, and then off to Silicon Valley, and then he hopped into Hawaii, and then from there to French Polynesia, and all within about 48 hours, and everybody's going, wow, and then he was gone for like a month and a half, so there was a lot of speculation at the time with, you know, is he taking a vacation, or what's the deal, and of course then we find out that he was in the Virgin Islands for a while. Anyway, so we find out that his travels basically have put him in places where there were no extradition laws, which is kind of interesting. But there was a great fear, as we had been hearing, that at least in his circles, that he might be arrested. That was early on in the Trump. Now we've got more evidence and information because, you see, Donald Trump can actually track people now as the president. You know, and Obama really can't be, you know, he can't do that sort of thing any longer because he's not the president. So apparently he was down there in Medellin meeting with the cartels, the Cali drug dealers, actually, Cali drug cartel, I was told. And they are so short of cash right now that they're asking for money. And you know who's lending the money right now?
Obama?
No, Iran.
Oh, Iran, yeah, naturally. Oh my God! What an anti-American.
With Obama's help.
Yeah.
You see, this is the kind of information, and we just popped it out here, ladies and gentlemen. And I know that there's people right now, really, Scott, not too far away from where you're at in Washington D.C. that are hopping around right now because I just announced that. Isn't that a nice feeling?
Yeah. That's actually a big deal.
The power of radio. And there's much more to the story. I mean, there's a lot more to this story about Obama hopping around. And of course, he might be hopping right now. I don't think he's in Washington.
No way. No, I doubt it. You know, another flight plan I would love to know about and the whereabouts was Bill Clinton just before he met Loretta Lynch. A lot of people were suggesting that he was coming in from Australia. And after a meeting with Stefan Halper to deliver something to Loretta Lynch. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting little thing. I've heard that floated around. Don't know if it's true or not. But nobody seems to know, really, the flight itinerary of Bill Clinton before that meeting. Do you?
No. I've heard that his pilot died. Have you heard that story?
I committed suicide. I mean, you know.
He did?
No, who knows? Yeah. I mean, there have been so many suicides surrounding the Clintons. But, you know, I want to say this, too, about Halper. Everybody's now focused on Stefan Halper. Let's not forget there's a guy that is getting very little mention. You can mention Joseph Mifsud, but Sir Richard Dearlove should be receiving the closest look. It was Dearlove who advised Christopher Steele and his partner Chris Burrows to work with the top British government official to pass along information to the FBI. And so Stefan Halper played a big part, but Sir Richard Dearlove is a big figure in all this. He's basically got his hands in everything. And again, Dearlove has major connections with the Clintons.
Well, and the worms are squirming. I know they are. Yeah, and of course, this is the kind of information that is just premium information, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Because no one wants this kind of You see, the bottom line to it, ladies and gentlemen, they all thought that Hillary is going to win, and she didn't. And I've always theorized, I've said, you know, because you remember when they brought in Obama in 2008, Hillary had the clear lead, and it looked like she was going to get the nomination. All of a sudden, they flipped the script at the convention, and Obama all of a sudden, you know, got the nod, much to the chagrin of Hillary Clinton. I really think, Scott, what they should have done is elected Clinton then, and then bring in Obama in 2016, and he would have been a hands-down winner.
Yeah.
And thank goodness they didn't.
By the way, I wanted to throw something out there. Did you hear about Senator Mark Warner having private tweets with Oleg Deripaska? And Oleg Deripaska is the oligarch in Russia. Talk about Russian collusion and the Democrats. Mark Warner was tweeting or texting securely with Oleg Deripaska. Deripaska, who was basically saying to him, Christopher Steele asked me to give you a call.
Oh, yes.
Now, what's interesting about that is Warner's response was, be careful. Be careful because you just said a name. We don't want you to say that name. This is the guy that's on the Senate Intel Committee. You think he's interested in finding out anything?
Hang on a second. We got more music coming. Anyway, fascinating conversation this morning with Scott Adams. I know it's sometimes a little bit hard to follow. That's why we have podcasts. You can listen to this and follow a little bit more intensely on our podcast. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. And with us right now is Scott Adams. And I see coming across my screen some sort of link that I'm supposed to get. What is that link, Scott?
Well, I just sent you four links of things that I've been following pretty closely. And that's from the Markets Work website, a guy named Jeff Carlson, who I've been talking with and in direct messaging with, who has a really amazing grasp on this. If you look at the last two articles I sent to you, those are dated May 9th and 10th. He was way ahead of the curve on this. But the ones that the Sir Richard Dearlove and UK Intelligence Ties, that's the most recent. If you want to, for the folks who are listening, they can go to themarketswork.com and find some really great resources. A list of names. The first one I sent you, Paul, has a list of names that just would blow you away. And Oleg Deripaska was one of them. But the reason why I bring it up, too, is this week I'm going to have a meeting with a State Department person who got kicked out of Russia, whose responsibility was to actually look at the economics surrounding the oligarchs that they were going to choose to sanction. And Deripaska and two others, they're involved in this case, were oligarchs that were actually being sanctioned. You know, and then they turn around and get persona non grata status and get kicked out of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of an interesting thing, and I'm going to be meeting with this person. But you know, the connections are really amazing. And again, these are people that were working with the Democrats on this stuff, and they're players involved in this whole conspiracy. But the list of names is just tremendous. I mean, it's mind-boggling how big of a network this was and how they were able to keep this under wraps. And they would have succeeded if Trump didn't get elected. But it underscores the importance of why this midterm election is so important if we want to get to the bottom of all of this.
Oh, yeah. And I think that, you know, it's clearly this is going to be a big marking point here in American history.
This is saving our country. Look at this from a revolutionary perspective.
Well, and the other thing too is how deep is, you know, and again, we know how deep it is, but you know, when you break these things kind of open and you start to look at the cast of characters inside and you say, oh my God, but it's so much deeper than even what these guys have got out here. This is really kind of scratching the surface in many ways.
But and what's, you know, scary also is the fact that Stefan Halper has been able to be a member of higher status in the Washington, D.C. swamp for decades, for three decades, four decades. And you have to remind yourself then that this kind of thing's been going on for forever. It took Donald Trump. It took someone as great as like Donald Trump to bust this thing wide open.
And that plays into so much about what these globalists and associated with communists and so on have been doing, and they've been hard at work for generations, literally. And you know, we in California right now can see the fruits of their labors with Jerry Brown, and you finally have in California what they've wanted to achieve all along: a monoparty system, a dictatorship that's right here in California, right here, right now, and it's taken them, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years to achieve this model. And people don't quite understand that. But Halperin is a classic example of an operator long-term. And we've got operators long-term like Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown was the governor in 1976 to 84. Then he becomes governor again in 2010, you know, till now. And that, I mean, when you start checking out the history there, you can see that there's this continuum just exactly like Halperin. They're just a couple. They're all over the place because in order to achieve their ends, they have to have a consistency in their plan long-term. And they have to have long-term players in this.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we see this play out with what Candace Owens is doing with Kanye. This establishment in Hollywood, or the establishment among the black communities, the establishment in the globalist New World Order movement, all work in the same mechanism. And the problem for them is that there's a new social media world that we live in to where people are standing up and fighting back. Trump is the centerpiece of all of this, but they've never really been tested. You heard Spike Lee over at the Cannes Film Festival, you know, bad-mouthing our president. He was dropping the F-bomb. And he no longer has a meaningful argument. He never did. But the point is that it's now being able to be challenged to the point where he just looks ridiculous at this point. And so do some of the other naysayers, Jay-Z or whoever it is. What I'm saying is that the establishment has never been checked and balanced and tested like they have today.
Right. And people can push back because individuals can get on Twitter or they can get on social media in some way and express themselves. Of course, now with videos and YouTube and all that stuff, it's becoming even more effective. But this is the challenge that these people did not anticipate. You see, somebody like a Halperin or even a Jerry Brown are not skilled in the social media, the new norm, if you will.
The argument can't possibly win. It's a losing argument that they stand for.
That's right.
It's a self-serving, narcissistic power grab that really doesn't have an argument that can win in an honest debate. And so, you know, like last week, for example, Trump was successful in getting the Democrat Party to actually defend Hamas and defend MS-13 in an election year where all they stand for is higher taxes, sanctuary cities, and impeachment.
Yeah, hang on. We got the music coming up. More Scott Adams. We've got one more short segment coming up with Scott Adams, so stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra
Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthyman is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
One, zero.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And Scott, quickly, you got about 30 seconds to wrap up your stories and then tell us how we can get a hold of you. Are we there, Scott? Are you there?
Yeah, listening, check.
Okay, testing. You're there. Okay, go ahead.
All right, yeah, no. So, yeah, we're living in exciting times. It'll be exciting to see what Trump rolls out in terms of his demands today. Waiting to hear that. But if you want to check out the Scott Adams Show, our podcasts are over at scottadamshow.com. We air live just before your show, 8 a.m. on redstatetalkradio.com. And that's about it.
Well, you know, a lot of good things happening for Red State Talk Radio. And a lot of better things are going to happen, too. But that's for another show. That's for another show. Anyway, Scott, thanks for being with us today. And look forward to having you on in the probably later on in the week.
Great. Awesome. Looking forward to it. Take care.
Okay. Scott Adams from the Scott Adams Show here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, he's on with us here on Red State Talk Radio, our national feed. And emanating from Washington, D.C., that's where the show emanates from. We're doing this all, of course, by satellite. Because, you know, I'm out on the left coast where we're changing to New California. Yeah. Which will be, you know, further right than the left coast in many respects. A lot of respects. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And newcaliforniastate.com. That's the state of the future. newcaliforniastate.com. 42 out of 58 counties now have active committees to form New California State, which it will happen. And we're going to convention. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're Cindy Dowd and SOS. To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.